The Ryan Tubridy Show on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Sky Broadband. With our broadband, your world is limitless. Live beyond.
Good morning to you on this lovely Monday morning, the 29th of July, 2019. This is the Ryan Tubridy Show with me, Maggie Doyle. Ryan's away on holidays. Another couple of weeks off. I'll be sitting in the hot seat until for another 2 weeks. Our text number, as always, 51551. Our email, ryan@rte.ie. My voice is a little bit maybe lower and deeper than it might have been on Friday. And this is because I was one of the almost 62,000 people crammed into Croke Park yesterday afternoon on a lovely sunny Sunday. My voice is a little bit broken, as is my heart, and captured perfectly by the headline from Niamh Lynch in the Irish Independent today. Helter Skelter game leaves yellow bellies heartbroken as young Tip fans relish final. It was heartbreak in the end for Wexford, but they gave it their all in their epic battle against Tipperary. And yes, it certainly was epic. There is no place better to be on a Sunday in the summer with the sunshine than Croke Park. And the atmosphere yesterday, it was just incredible. As we walked down to the Davin stand, and as we got in there and stood up, and everyone sang our Éireann na mBian together. And there's just something absolutely unbelievable about that feeling. You know, any of those kind of big matches in the summer. And look, it's absolutely great. And such a family event. There were babies, there were grandparents, and everybody in between. And it was just, it was really good. But sadly, not the result I personally wanted. But what a setup it's going to be for the final in a couple of weeks with Tipperary and Kilkenny. Well done. Elsewhere in the papers, another few bits and pieces to get through. Well done to Sinead Burke, who is thrilled, and quite rightly so, that she's going to be a cover star for Vogue magazine. And this is because Sinead Burke, who is, of course, she's actually been a contributing editor with British Vogue. She's travelled the world campaigning for greater access for people with disabilities, and particularly when it comes to fashion. This year she addressed the World Economic Forum in Davos. She is on a huge kind of trajectory at the moment, and she is doing so well. And her, well, I would say her friend, I'm not too sure if they're mates or not, but Meghan Markle, who she's met before, Meghan is now putting Sinead on the cover for Vogue for this September's version of the very glossy fashion magazine, alongside another 14 women, including actress Jane Fonda, climate campaigner Greta Thunberg. Also, Jacinda Ardern is on there as well, the Prime Minister of New Zealand, Gemma Chan, an actress and campaigner. And basically, it's all kind of women who are trying to highlight different issues for women around the world, and it's incredible, and it's absolutely great for Sinead Burke. I saw that she tweeted last night about it, saying that every September she always wanted the September version of Vogue. She always asked for it as a birthday present, and she still got them all lined up on a bookshelf, and now she's going to be on the cover. Like, that's just, that's incredible. And I'm sure she's walking on air, and fair dues to her. Well done, Sinead. Listening there with interest to the interview with Josh Giuliano on Morning Ireland earlier on this morning, the teenager from Dublin, he's 17, and he scooped €50,000 after making it to the final 100 players at the Fortnite World Cup. A World Cup that's not about kicking a football around some green grass. It's actually about playing a computer game. But it's an incredible picture that they've got inside the Times today of the actual World Cup final for this game, because it was held in the Arthur Ashe Stadium in New York. Tennis stadium, of course, and there were 25,000 people there watching. It's unbelievable looking, and the whole setup that they have, because huge screens that sort of came around in a big circle, and then obviously all the players are there as well, and it just looked like something out of the future, really, you know, because like I said, there's a green pitch, but it's covered in screens, and it's all a bit interactive. And as this piece in the Times says, there was a time when being 15 involved cramming for exams and earning a few pounds from a paper round to spend on maybe LPs and illicit alcohol. For today's youth, however, it can mean playing video games in front of a global audience and banking millions of pounds for their efforts. The winner split 2.25 million. Sorry, the winner got 3 million, and I think the people who came second then split £1.8 million for second place. And that was a British guy and a Dutch guy. But well done to Josh Giuliano, 50 grand better off. Speaking of his participation, he said, to prepare for a tournament like this, I just work on my mindset, because obviously there's millions of people watching. I would be focusing on my mindset, making sure it doesn't get into my head, making sure I can perform at a top level. Incredible to hear on the interview in Morning Ireland. He only started playing it last year. He's in the World Cup already, so well done him. But it's interesting, because I know that parents obviously might be a bit concerned if they've got kids on the school holidays now who are playing games like Fortnite all the time, and maybe you're in that battle at the moment where you're trying to make sure that they're only playing a certain amount of hours every day or even every week, or maybe there's one day in particular that they're allowed to spend on these kind of games. And, you know, Fortnite is a shooting game. I don't really know it. I'm not a gamer, but I had a look on a YouTube video just to see what the game is about. By the way, there are millions of YouTube videos of people playing games that you can watch them playing the game. And yeah, it's quite a violent kind of game, a lot of guns, you know. It's a bit of a tricky one, I suppose. And certainly, I'm sure, a battle that a lot of households are currently waging. Now, inside the Irish Daily Star, we just heard there at the end of Morning Ireland that hopefully it's going to be an Irish win tonight for either Maura from Longford or Greg from Limerick. We're talking, of course, Love Island, the final tonight. There's only four couples left, and it gets very interesting. The best thing about last night's episode, the mammies came to town. The mammies. And I mean, now the daddies did as well, but like basically the parents and the brothers and sisters and all this, they all came in to visit, and it was all very emotional because some of them hadn't seen their family for weeks. But I just thought there were a couple of the mammies who, when they were asked by the kids, you know, what do you think of whoever, Curtis or whatever? Yeah. And you just thought, uh-oh, some of the mammies don't like the partners. I couldn't get over Curtis's mum just totally not understanding how to say the word Maura. It's not that difficult. She kept on going Myra and Moira, and Curtis kept on having to say, it's Maura, it's Maura. Omniplex Cork and Rathmines apparently are showing the Love Island final, and loads of finale viewing parties are going on all around the country. I wonder if you're doing anything special tonight. Do you want to let me know about it? Our text number 51551. You can email Ryan at rte.ie. I won't be hosting a party because sadly I'm the only person in my house that watches it, so I'll probably be watching it by myself. It's going to be an hour and a half long, so fingers crossed anyway for Maura and Greg. Let's hope they do it. Let's hope they manage to do it. This lovely story as well, I quite liked. I say lovely, it actually made me laugh a lot this morning. And it's the story of the cruise ship. I don't know if you saw this, but there was a fight that broke out on a British cruise ship because a clown showed up. This is on the P&O cruise ship Britannia. It was heading from the UK to Norway, and it ended up in a bit of a mass brawl because someone in a clown costume turned up to a black tie dinner on board. It just so happened that there was somebody working for a TV program there who was tweeting about it. Basically they said that one of the party got very upset because everyone was in black tie, and the next thing this clown turned up, and they had specifically booked a cruise with no fancy dress. So there they were in their glad rags, and somebody turns up in a clown, and it turned into a mass brawl. I mean, it sounds like carry on cruising or something like that. But it's funny, we were talking upstairs, and I don't like the idea of a cruise holiday, I'm afraid. I just don't. But I did say, before I had fully read the article, if there's one place I would go on a cruise, it'd be Norway. And it turns out that this one was actually going to Norway. Not my cup of tea, I'm afraid. And then this story as well, I like. I don't know if you're one of those people that has a fitness gadget of some description, maybe on your wrist or whatever, on your phone. And if you do those steps, and if you try and reach your limit every day, the magic number is 10,000. So some people have those, you know, watches, and then when you hit your 10,000 steps, it goes start buzzing on your hand, and it's trumpets and woohoo, you did it, fireworks and everything. Why 10,000 steps, you might ask? Well, actually, there's no research to say that 10,000 is the key figure. And what's very interesting is that the magic number of 10,000 actually dates back to 1964, the Tokyo Olympic Games. A company began to sell a pedometer, so one of these little machines that counts your steps, called the Manpo K, or Manpo Ki. Man, meaning 10,000. Po meaning steps and ki meaning meter, it was hugely successful and basically just translates as 10,000 steps. So there's no actual research to say 10,000 is better than 8,000 or that 12,000 is better than 10,000, but 10,000 is the key. So there you go. This text in, commiserations from somebody. Sorry for Wexford and Limerick. Indeed, Wexford or Limerick Kilkenny on Saturday evening. Also another fantastic, cracking game of hurling. That being said, the two games were absolutely brilliant and a wonderful advertisement for hurling. The weather helped, of course. Yeah, it certainly did. Thank you for that text. It's 51551 on the text and you can email Ryan at rte.ie. The sun is shining here. Looks like it's going to be nice for the week heading into the bank holiday weekend. So we'll have a little bit of summertime from DJ Jazzy Jeff.